Put on your party hat. April is Financial Literacy Month, particularly appropriate timing for 20-somethings who may be signing up for their first credit cards. So we turn today to Susan Henson, the Vice President of Consumer Education at Experian. They specialize in consumer and business credit reporting. Susan, there's a terrific article in the Washington Post. Your company's quoted in it. We're going to link everyone at hereandnow.org. But one of the things it notes is that young credit card users, they may get a big credit limit, thousands, but they shouldn't use more than 25% of that?
Yes, that's true. It's called the utilization rate. And what banks want to see is that you know how to manage your credit, that you're not going to be granted a credit card and just go crazy on the first day and max that card out to its maximum limit, okay, which would really indicate that it could be difficult to pay that card back.
Yeah. And that dovetails with young people not understanding, I should say a lot of people don't understand, how interest charges work.
Yes, that's true. And the most important thing to remember there is the better your credit score, the better your terms for credit are going to be. Banks are going to see you as a good risk if you have a good credit score, and they could offer you a better interest rate, which is so important, especially later in life when it comes to a mortgage loan or a car loan.
Well, and we know that from your research, 50% of millennials didn't know what interest rate was being charged on their credit cards. And by the way, as maybe some new card users are listening right now, what exactly is the interest rate?
For credit cards, it can range anywhere from, 8% all the way up to 35%, which is pretty astronomical. But for somebody with really bad credit, that may be the interest rate that they end up getting.
And I guess the most important thing is that you don't pay interest charges if you pay your balance in full every month.
Yes, we always encourage young consumers to take out a credit card with a small limit and then use that card for small purchases and pay those purchases off every month, because then you're doing two things. One, you're not going to be charged any interest by the bank, and two, you're building your credit history.
What happens when you make late payments, and how important is that?
Late payments are the most impactful thing to your credit score, negatively impactful, I mean. So that is the heaviest weighted item when your credit score is calculated.
35%, I'm reading.
Yes, that's correct. 35% of your credit score, approximately, will be weighted on how you pay your bills. It is the most important thing for young people to think about and remember.
But to explain that a little bit more, we understand that you can be late. There's a certain number of days you can be late and it won't count on your score?
In general, credit trade lines or credit accounts are reported on a 30-day cycle. So generally, you have to be 30 days late for it to be reported to the credit reporting agencies.
But talk about what some of the fees can be if you're late.
I'm going to say that anywhere between $25 and $50, which for many young people could really be a problem. And then what happens is that fee gets added to your balance and it just becomes a bit of a vicious cycle.
Yeah. And what about checking your credit report to see if any of these things have happened? I was surprised to see that, according to surveys, most millennials, about 60%, said they wait before checking their credit reports. And in some cases, a quarter said they worried that if they checked their credit report, it would hurt their credit score.
Yes. The second part of your question there is a myth that we're always trying to debunk, because it's so important for consumers, all consumers, to check their credit report on a regular basis. And there is absolutely no impact to a credit score by checking your credit report on your own. And you can do that at annualcreditreport.com, and you can get your credit report for free.
And also, you can negotiate some of these things. And we understand, again, millennials are the least likely to want to do that.
Yes, they may be used to banking more online and not dealing with a person, but bankers are very, very interested in the millennial population. They welcome their phone calls. Form a relationship with your bank. Tell them what you need. And I believe that most banks would be happy to at least have the discussion.
You can try to negotiate a late payment fee. You can try to get lower interest rates.
Yes, you can.
And so just tell us, what have you seen happen? What can happen when a young person gets a card and doesn't really understand a lot of these things we've laid out?
say they found their first job and they need to get a car. And they may not realize that in the meantime of them not paying their one credit card bill, their credit score has plummeted. And so then they go to get a car and the car lender says, oh, I can give you a car loan, but I'm going to need to charge you 25% interest. That is a very difficult situation.
Yeah. That's Susan Henson, Vice President of Consumer Education at Experian. We'll link you to companies that issue credit reports at hereandnow.org. Susan, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And just to underscore here, if you don't pay your credit card bill in full, which of course she recommends that you do every month, always pay the minimum. That way your credit score is not affected.